Good morning. It's May 1st, and this is your daily brief in world news. Here's everything you need to know. As campuses across the U.S. and Canada become the latest battlegrounds over the conflict in Gaza, pro-Palestinian protests have taken a dramatic turn. Students at universities like DePaul and McGill are not just raising their voices, but are demanding significant changes from their institutions, leading to a wave of unrest and legal entanglements. At the heart of the protests are demands for universities to sever ties with Israel, a stance that has seen students setting up encampments and engaging in prolonged demonstrations. These actions have not only disrupted the academic environment, but have also led to clashes with law enforcement, raising serious concerns about safety and the right to protest on campus. The situation has escalated to the point where legal actions and police involvement have become commonplace, with an ongoing occupation at Columbia University's Hamilton Hall, symbolizing the depth of the protesters' commitment. This movement is not isolated. It's part of a larger call for academic boycotts against Israel, challenging universities' affiliations with companies profiting from the situation in Gaza. The breakdown of negotiations with protesters at McGill University in Montreal has only heightened tensions, prompting calls from figures like Governor Kathy Hochul and the White House for peaceful protests and accountability for vandalism. Amidst this, the academic calendar is under threat, with universities cautioning students to steer clear of campuses, potentially affecting commencement ceremonies. This wave of protests and the responses it has elicited highlight the complexities of navigating issues of international politics within academic settings, as universities and law enforcement strive to balance safety, free speech, and the demands of the protesting students. The situation remains fluid and fraught with challenges. In the midst of the ongoing Israel-Hamas war, a critical juncture has been reached as negotiations intensify to secure the release of hostages held by Hamas. This development comes as Israeli forces gear up for a potential ground invasion of Rafah in the Gaza Strip, highlighting the escalating tensions in the region. Amidst the backdrop of military preparations, President Biden and Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu have engaged in discussions about the plans for a military operation in Rafah. Meanwhile, the international community weighs in, with the UN Secretary General noting slight progress in efforts to avert a famine in Gaza, yet emphasizing the urgent need for more aid and a successful ceasefire negotiation. Adding to the chorus of concern, Jordan's King Abdullah has issued a stark warning about the severe consequences of a military operation in Rafah, advocating for increased support to Gaza. In a bid to de-escalate the situation, Israel has proposed a 40-day ceasefire in exchange for the release of hostages. However, Prime Minister Netanyahu stands firm, ready to proceed with or without a ceasefire. The United States is actively urging Hamas to accept this offer, but Hamas holds out for a permanent ceasefire before agreeing to any hostage release. The outcome of these delicate negotiations will play a critical role in determining the next steps in the Israel-Hamas conflict as the world watches and waits. In a significant turn of events, AstraZeneca has admitted in court that its COVID-19 vaccine, Covishield, can cause a rare but serious condition known as thrombosis with thrombocytopenia syndrome, which involves blood clots and low platelet levels. This acknowledgement has come to light amidst a lawsuit alleging that the vaccine has led to deaths and injuries, sparking renewed debate over vaccine safety. Background information reveals that several countries had previously halted the use of the AstraZeneca vaccine due to reports of blood clots. The World Health Organization, despite recognizing the risks associated with thrombosis with thrombocytopenia syndrome, has continued to assert that the benefits of the vaccine outweigh its risks. This stance is crucial as the global community weighs the pros and cons of vaccination efforts. Dr. M. V. Padma Srivastava, a leading neurology expert, has underscored the gravity of thrombosis with thrombocytopenia syndrome, warning of its potentially life-threatening consequences, such as strokes and heart attacks. These side effects, while rare, highlight the complexities and uncertainties surrounding the vaccination process. The recent admission by AstraZeneca not only adds a layer of transparency, but also underscores the importance of staying informed about the vaccine's potential side effects. As the situation unfolds, it's clear that the conversation around vaccine safety and efficacy continues to evolve. This development serves as a reminder of the critical need for ongoing research, monitoring, and communication regarding the vaccines that millions around the world are relying on in the fight against COVID-19. Mount Ruang volcano in North Sulawesi, Indonesia, has erupted once again, setting off a chain of events that has led to the evacuation of up to 12,000 residents. This recent volcanic activity has not only disrupted lives, but has also raised alarms over the potential for a tsunami, a threat that looms large in the region's collective memory. The eruption has forced the closure of the airport in Manado, the provincial capital, as volcanic ash spreads across the skies, complicating travel and logistics in the area. In response to the growing crisis, Indonesia's volcanic alert status has been pushed to its highest level, signifying the serious threat posed by Mount Ruang's unrest. As part of the emergency response, a rescue ship and a warship have been dispatched to assist with the evacuation efforts, highlighting the government's commitment to safeguarding its citizens from the immediate dangers. This eruption marks the sixth major event in a series of eruptions that have stirred concerns about their potential impact on the weather and climate, adding another layer of urgency to the situation. Indonesia, sitting on the Pacific Ring of Fire, is no stranger to seismic and volcanic activity, with its geographic location making it particularly vulnerable to such natural disasters. Despite the frequency and intensity of these eruptions, there have thankfully been no casualties reported from this latest event. This ongoing volcanic activity serves as a stark reminder of the natural challenges facing Indonesia, a country perpetually on alert for the next seismic event. The combination of evacuation efforts, the closure of critical infrastructure, and the heightened alert status underscores the significant impact of Mount Ruang's eruption on the local community and beyond. Chinese President Xi Jinping is gearing up for a significant European tour, his first in nearly 5 years, with stops in France, Serbia, and Hungary from May 5th to 10th. This tour is not just a series of state visits. It's a strategic move aimed at reinforcing China's ties with Europe amid a complex global backdrop of rising tensions and shifting alliances. The visit kicks off in France, where Xi Jinping will celebrate the 60th anniversary of diplomatic relations between China and France. This milestone is more than ceremonial. It underscores a history of growing trade, cultural exchanges, and collaborative efforts in cultural heritage restoration, marking the steady evolution of a comprehensive strategic partnership. In Serbia, the focus shifts to commemorating the ironclad friendship that has been cemented through successful Belt and Road initiatives, burgeoning trade partnerships, and mutual support in times of need. This leg of the tour highlights the tangible outcomes of China-Serbia cooperation. The journey continues in Hungary, where Xi aims to deepen the comprehensive strategic partnership through enhanced connectivity and cultural exchanges. The visit will explore the synergy between China's Belt and Road Initiative and Hungary's opening to the East policy, reflecting a shared vision for future collaboration. However, this tour unfolds against a backdrop of escalating U.S.-China tensions, with Europe caught in the middle of this geopolitical rivalry. President Macron's plans to engage with Xi Jinping, particularly to influence Russia's actions in Ukraine, highlight the diplomatic tightrope that European leaders must walk. Moreover, the European Union's growing concern over China's economic practices and potential security threats signals a more unified stance against China, underscoring the complex dynamics of international diplomacy in today's multipolar world. Xi's visit, therefore, represents more than a series of bilateral engagements. It's a strategic endeavor to navigate the intricate web of global relations, aiming to strengthen China's ties with Europe while addressing the challenges and opportunities that define the current international landscape. This has been your daily brief in world news. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.